Scripture reading, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." Devotional. Dorothy Day, 1897 to 1980, was a co-founder of the Catholic Worker Movement, best known for her radical embodiment of the gospel through feeding the hungry and housing the homeless. She also engaged in a radical pacifism as a witness to loving all people. Her life and writings continue to serve as a sign to the world of the mercy of God in a harsh world. This story gives us a glimpse into her deep insight into Jesus and his kingdom. It was almost 35 years ago that I first met Dorothy Day. She was sitting at a table talking with a woman who was, I quickly realized, quite drunk, yet determined to carry on a conversation. The woman had a large purple-red birthmark along the right side of her forehead. She kept touching it as she uttered one exclamatory remark after another, none of which seemed to get the slightest rise from the person sitting opposite her. I found myself increasingly confused by what seemed to be an interminable, essentially absurd exchange taking place between the two middle-aged women. When would it end? The alcoholic ranting and the silent nodding, occasionally interrupted by a brief question, which only served, maddeningly, to wind up the already over-talkative one rather than wind her down. Finally, silence fell upon the room. Dorothy Day asked the woman if she would mind an interruption. She got up and came over to me. She said, "Are you waiting to talk with one of us?" "One of us." With those three words, she had cut through layers of self-importance, a lifetime of bourgeois privilege, and scraped the hard bone of pride. Vanity of all vanities, all is vanity. With those three words, so quietly and politely spoken, she had indirectly told me what the Catholic Worker Movement is all about and what she herself was like. Dorothy Day understood that genuine relationship with Jesus results in a mercy that makes us softer toward others, not a morality that makes us both harder and superior. Jesus turned the values of the world upside down. His kingdom, he announces, belongs to the poor in spirit, those on the bottom, those who feel crushed and are completely dependent on others. He makes clear it is not the aggressively self-seeking or the overachievers who will inherit the earth, but the powerless, the sad, the meek, those whom the world considers failures. Those on the top will be on the bottom, and those on the bottom will be on the top. As we grow in grace to see people as Jesus did, we discover that our defenses diminish and our hearts become softer, especially when we are in tension or conflict with those around us. Question to consider. Jesus said, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. What is one concrete way you can show mercy to someone today? Prayer. A prayer of Saint Fursey, 7th century Ireland. The arms of God be around my shoulders, the touch of the Holy Spirit upon my head, the sign of Christ's cross upon my forehead, the sound of the Holy Spirit in my ears, the fragrance of the Holy Spirit in my nostrils, the vision of heaven's company in my eyes, the conversation of heaven's company on my lips, the work of God's church with my hands, the service of God and my neighbor in my feet, a home for God in my heart, and to God, the Father of all, my entire being. Amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.